want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to episode 160 of the Geocaching Podcast, recorded live on June 22nd, 2010, Groundspeak's Big 10-year event. I'm your host, XPunkX with
Daryl W4.
If you want to participate on our show today, please call 724-444-7444. Our talkcast ID is 7525. You can join live in our chat room to participate with other listeners, and that can be found at geocachingpodcast.com/live. Click the Join Now button to participate. We have a voicemail line, 206-350-3GPS, and we're on Twitter at twitter.com/GCPodcast. This episode is brought to you by Cache Advance. See cache-advance.com for all your caching needs. Welcome back, Daryl. It's good to have you back after last week's show by myself. I understand that you were sick, but are you feeling any better now? I guess you weren't really sick. You were just kind of wiped out by that time.
Yeah, I was just completely exhausted. The doctor has me on a new low-calorie, low-sodium, low-everything kind of diet, and man, I just had no energy at all as I started the thing. But yeah, it's getting back to normal. I'm really enjoying myself, though, because I'm finally getting out and biking every day, which I haven't really done since I started caching. You know, it's when I retired the Michigan Cycling Podcast and started Cachemaniacs, that was pretty much the end of the cycling. And even at the end of that first show, I kind of stopped. So it's nice to get out and, you know, get a couple hours about an hour a day in on the bike finally. I just miss it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. My bike has been broken for a long time, and I really miss that too. You know, it's those getting out there and getting the energy, and it's not the same just walking or running.
No, and there's so many great caches I'm looking forward to do too that are on the bike trails. And some of them are essentially like power trails for caches. So I'm really looking forward to hitting some of that stuff. But yeah, you know, this weekend I still got out and, you know, and even though I didn't have much time, grabbed a Where I Go cache on Sunday along with four park and grabs. So, you know, got five quickie caches. Still looking for some caches around here I can do by bike, but don't have any. So it's still driving around. And it, you know, it's gotten really kind of hot and sticky out there, so I don't like to go too much during the days. But we're really looking forward to heading out to Seattle for Geo Woodstock 8. And, you know, I was checking the temperatures out there, and they're at like 64 degrees when I checked this morning, and ours was at like 87 degrees. So, yeah, I'm going to really like heading out there. But unfortunately, we're going to head down to Tampa a couple of weeks later, and you know, that's even nastier than it is here.
That is true. And that's one of the things that I've been kind of worried about here, because I'm finishing planning for our caching trip, which is actually going to be the same weekend as the Geo Woodstock. So I'm not going to be able to go, but we're doing our caching trip there. And I'm kind of worried that it's going to be way too hot. But, you know, you just got to do it. I mean, if it's a caching trip, you got to do it. Now, other things that I've been doing too is this weekend's been hugely busy for me. Found out that I got a new job this week. I've been interviewing for a job, got a new job. I shot a wedding that I'm going to be editing here soon, a video. And I also, 2 weekends ago, we saw on the news that there was a tattoo shop around here that was giving all of its proceeds that day to a local kind of a food pantry thing. So me and Julie both went and got a tattoo with our kids' initials on it. So really, it's been a really busy couple weeks for us, but a lot of new stuff, a lot of really good stuff. And I just can't wait for our caching trip. But hopefully we have a lot of, we're aiming for 100 caches. It's going to be in Indianapolis. Hopefully we can do that.
Well, best of luck with that one. But what's your high so far?
53, I think.
Yeah, so that you got a little bit of work to do to get to the 100.
Yeah, but the saturation down there is totally, it's more saturated than it is in the area that we did our first couple of runs. So I'm hoping.
Yeah, and that's really the key, is getting something that has some good saturation with a bunch of park and grabs.
Yeah, so hopefully we can do that, and I'll let you know, because it's coming up here in a couple of weeks. So it's on the 3rd of July. So if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/xfunkx, you can kind of see our hopefully see our progress there on our trip.
Geocaching question of the day. The bad cop asks, you answer.
Hello, this is the bad cop, and welcome to the geocaching question of the day. Each weekday, I ask a geocaching-related question to my Twitter audience, and then summarize the replies and post it on my website. I hope this little project will keep you up to date on the ever-changing face of geocaching. Have you built your own geocaching container? 56% of the creative cachers that replied said they have built their own geocaching container. And I know, I found some of these well-camouflaged containers only after an hour or more of searching. So tell me, have you built your own geocaching container? Want to find out all this and more? Come to my website, cachingnw.com, and follow me, the bad cop, on Twitter.
Well, tonight we are talking with Jen Powpey from Groundspeak. She's joining us by phone tonight to fill us in on the Lost and Found Celebration event, which is Waypoint GC24GYW. And that's going to be on July 4th outside of their headquarters. Welcome, Jen, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've heard a lot about the event the last few months, and we know the basics, like it's the day after GeoWoodstock 8, and it's right outside headquarters from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But what is the Lost and Found Celebration about?
Well, it's really about two things. One, we knew that there were going to be a lot of cachers in town that would want to log the headquarters cache, and you know, our headquarters has grown a little bit over the years, but we definitely can't fit 5,000 people in our lobby. So we wanted to have something outside where everyone would have a chance to log. We also wanted to thank geocachers. This is basically a big party. We're shutting down the streets around our office and having a celebration to thank cachers for helping us exist as a company, because this really is a grassroots activity, and without the community, we wouldn't exist at all. In terms of the activities, there's going to be a lot of caching. There's going to be a geocaching challenge course that geoteaming is setting up. There's going to be an intro booth for anybody that you bring that's just getting to know about geocaching. There's going to be a scavenger hunt. And there's going to be a fair number of other activities, but we don't want to reveal all of them just yet. We want some of them to be a surprise.
Sounds interesting. Now, you did mention that there's going to be like around 5,000 people there. That sounds to me like that'd be a parking nightmare. How are you guys handling that?
Well, it's also where we're having the party is also where the Fremont, which is the little neighborhood we're located in, the Fremont Sunday Market is also happening at the same time. And we're about a 10 to 15 minute walk from the fireworks where they're going to be held that night. So we're really suggesting that people park further away and bus in the area. And it's going to be at 34th and Evanston is the entrance. And Seattle Metro, if you just Google Seattle Metro Trip Planner, they have a really great, easy trip planner that you can tell it what time you want to leave, where you're leaving from, arrive at your destination, and it'll tell you what bus to take. So we're highly suggesting that people come that way. Even in terms of handicap parking, we only have 5 spaces reserved, and parking in Fremont can just be a bit difficult, so we want to make sure everyone's prepared.
Yeah, Duckstar 2000 in the chat room is saying that he's from Seattle, and that neighborhood is always bad. So any alternative is probably good.
Yes.
Well, one of the things that seems to come up a lot is a controversy over whether the event will have its own icon and whether the attendees will be able to log the headquarters cache as well. And can you clear that up for us tonight? And, you know, some people are also asking about, you know, it being unfair for those who can't make it to the event.
Well, the event will have its own icon. This is just a special one-time thing, and we're hoping that in the future we'll have more special icons all around the world so that, you know, some people are going to be able to get them while other people can't. It's just the nature of location, and this is a super special event. So we wanted to commemorate it with its own icon. But we will also be changing the headquarters icon. So even anybody who has already logged headquarters will receive a special icon for that. You don't need to come and re-log it again. And coming to the event and logging will be for both the headquarters cache and for the event cache.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So do we have to log each individually, or is it going to be one log will activate both?
Well, you'll need to log them individually on the site, but you just need to sign one logbook.
Okay, that's kind of what I expect.
Which will actually be a gigantic log wall, because there's going to be a lot of people and we can't fit in a single book.
It sounds interesting. No, just out of curiosity, what's happening with that log wall after the event is finished?
When the event is finished?
Yeah, are you guys going to keep it around?
Yeah, we're planning on keeping it around. We've actually had them make it out of a special material that goes over plywood and then can peel off so that we can peel it off the plywood and keep it afterwards and do whatever we want with it, including, you know, ship it around. Because it won't be this big, gigantic piece of plywood anymore.
Sure.
Just roll it up.
And Network Cacher was asking about the parking a little bit more. Andy, do you happen to know what it was that he was looking for?
I don't know offhand.
All right. Well, he had just mentioned that in the chat room, and unfortunately we don't have an actual question. But what other things are there to do around the area that maybe aren't caching related for, you know, the family members who aren't into the caching end of it?
Well, Fremont is a really cool neighborhood. It has lots of unique art in it. It's actually known as the center of the universe. It proclaims itself the center of the universe, and they have a lot of interesting art all over the little neighborhood. And we have a scavenger hunt that's not with coordinates. I mean, we also have geocaches, obviously, but we have a scavenger hunt where you don't need coordinates that'll help you explore the neighborhood. The Fremont Sunday Market, as I said, is right next to the event. They have food booths, they have art booths, they have clothing. And then, you know, if you're going to be in the neighborhoods nearby, the Ballard Locks, which are a really famous Seattle site, are probably about a 10-minute drive away, and so is the Seattle Center, including the Pacific Science Center. So there's lots of fun stuff that's just within about 10 minutes. And the bus system here is really good, even on holiday schedule.
Now, is there I know a lot of people here are coin collectors and things like that. Is there going to be a special coin that's minted for this event?
There's not a special coin for the event, but we will be launching the 2010 Lackey coin at the event.
Okay, awesome.
Which we haven't received yet. So it'll be nice to be getting it partway through 2010.
Yes.
We're excited, though. We think that's a great time to launch it.
Definitely. Yeah. Go ahead, Daryl.
I was going to say that I know that Dree's going to be really excited to see the new coin.
Yeah, it's a big one, too, because, you know, we've grown a lot in the last year, so it's a bigger coin.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of running out of space on the old coins.
Yeah.
No. Kind of going back to the headquarters, why is and kind of just a general question now, you're not even necessarily going to do with the event, but why is the headquarters called the lily pad?
Well, it's because Signal is a frog, and frogs, you know, go to lily pads, so it's like the home base for the frog.
Sure, and that brings up another good question, too, is there a story behind how a frog became the mascot for Groundspeak?
Well, they were just looking for something that signified nature and technology, and they were thinking, you know, things in nature, and frogs are really everywhere, and they're, in a lot of countries, they're positive symbols, so they thought that a frog was a good aspect of the nature, and then they put the antenna on his head to represent the technology. I also like to think that Signal hops around like a GPS signal from space to your GPS, but...
Yeah, we're getting some chatter in the chat room that anyone who's in the Seattle area can't miss the troll.
Yes, and the troll will be a part of our event, so.
Oh, excellent.
Interesting.
That's a little bit of a spoiler.
Well, I'm really looking forward to being out there and checking it out, and I've heard a lot of great things about the area, and you know, even just for doing some photo walks, so I'm definitely going to have my camera with me.
Yeah, well, find me at the event. I'll be running around, I'm sure. I'm very excited.
I think we all are. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. And if anyone else has any questions, you better pipe up now in the chat room. Or Andy, how do you get in and talk to us live?
724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525.
And we're getting some regrets in the chat room that it's a little bit far and expensive for the Australian folks.
Well, I wanted to go to the Australian Mega this year. Sadly, that was a little bit far and expensive for me.
Yeah, we were in the same boat here.
I'm really hoping that they're going to have a Spanish Mega in the fall. So it's looking like it may turn into a Mega.
Yeah, that would be another great location to visit.
Yeah, the pictures on the cash page for the Spain one are incredible. Sometimes I look at them because, as you said, the weather in Seattle is still not great yet, although today is sunny and 73, so it's improving. We're hoping the fourth is going to be nice.
Yeah, as long as we don't have rain, I think everyone's going to be happy.
Yes, yes. I think it can't possibly rain anymore. We've had a really bad June.
Yeah, I think we've, at least here in Indiana, I've kind of got the taste of that last couple of weeks here. We've had lots and lots of rain, so I sympathize with you guys now. I have a friend that lives in Seattle, and she says it rains quite a bit.
Yeah. Summers are usually great. It just hasn't started quite yet.
Well, it looks like we don't have any other questions. Is there a way, in case other people have questions after the fact, that they can get a hold of you?
Yeah. My email is pr@groundspeak.com.
All right.
So if it's specifically related to the event, send it to PR@. If it's more general about parking, et cetera, to contact@groundspeak.com.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on our show. It's been a pleasure. I know I wish I could make it out to the event, but again, it's not going to work for me this year. But Daryl, I know you're going to be there, and I'm looking forward to hearing stories from you.
Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that our favorite Twitter question asker all confused already. The bad cop is going to be there too. So, you know, we'll probably have some great stories to tell on Tuesday, which is going to be the Cacher Coffee.
Awesome. Thanks again, Jen, for hanging out with us tonight.
All right. Well, Daryl, I will see you at the event. And Andy, have a good time on your vacation.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. We want to thank Lisa from Cache Advance for sponsoring this episode. Join us each Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on the TalkShoe service. You can call in live 724-444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. Our show notes and links to all of our past shows can be found at geocachingpodcast.com. You can call our voicemail number, which is 206-350-3GPS, anytime to leave us the feedback about this or any of our other episodes. Have a safe week and happy caching.